Mentoring is often seen as the most important and integral part of induction. There's a variety of ways we can structure mentors. There can be full-time mentors that's their only position, part-time mentors that are maybe paid on a stipend. Group mentoring is a new emerging way to mentor beginning teachers. And then there's some online mentoring going on, which is really great for teachers who might be in remote locations or who might be teaching in low incidence categories where there might not be someone nearby to help with their teaching assignment. Mentors provide lots of different kinds of support. They don't just provide what we would consider to be emotional support, where they pop in and ask how things are going and cheer them on. That is a part of mentoring, but it's just a small part of mentoring. We want our mentors to provide first instructional support. The goal is the students to be improving academically or behaviorally, and so we want to provide support in that area. We also want to provide support in the school culture. We know those beginning teachers need to be a part of that school community and need to navigate different environments. They may be co-teaching. And so navigating the relationships that they have with those co-teachers, they need to navigate relationships they have with other school staff or parents. All of that is part of the school culture. And then they're undoubtedly going to need help with procedural support. We know that new special education teachers have paperwork demands, and so they're going to need help writing IEPs and making sure to meet those deadlines and have the goals written appropriately and make sure they're following the rules and the laws that go along with being a special education teacher. So having responsive mentoring is really a key piece of a comprehensive induction program. And as you can see, it involves a lot of areas in order to be comprehensive.